Welcome to the Level Playing Field podcast with your host, David Yu, the platform where aviation and finances meet. Each week, David will be interviewing guests from all different careers in aviation who can help us explore how each career impacts a family's personal finances and lifestyle. Now, here's your host, David Yu.
Welcome. I'm David Yu, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner and host of the Level Playing Field podcast. This week, I interviewed Gerald Higginbotham. He has been working as an airline pilot for over 30 years now, starting his career at Eastern Airlines and TWA, and is now a captain at American Airlines. Join me as he goes through his journey of starting out as a little boy in Watts, staring at the sky, to now a successful airline pilot and entrepreneur helping educate the public to help them reach their full potential. To find out more about my aviation-related podcast and blog, please check out www.thelevelplainfield.com. That's the level, P-L-A-N-E, field.com. If you have any financial questions, consult your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor. If you're interested in how I help airline pilots as a certified financial planner practitioner, please visit www.pacunited.com. That's P-A-C-United.com. Gerald Higginbotham, welcome to the Level Playing Field podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm awesome and excited about being on your show today.
Wow, thank you so much. So just to introduce you a little bit, and correct me if I'm wrong. So Gerald Higginbotham, you're a captain at American Airlines. You've been flying for over 30 years now, gone through a few airlines, Eastern Airlines, you started off at, and TWA, and moved on to American Airlines through the merger. What's also interesting, too, is that you're the founder and president of Captains Millionaires, which is a company that of yours, and your goal is to help develop people to reach their full potential and to close the wealth income gap between the rich and the poor. I think that's very interesting.
You said it all in a minute. I don't have to say nothing else, Brother David. You did so good. What a great introduction. I'm so excited about being on the show today.
I'm excited to have you on. So we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk in depth about that. But just to start us all off, tell us a little bit about who you are. So who is Gerald Higginbotham?
I am so glad you asked. You asked a great question. Well, you know, I'm a Southern California boy, and I'm so excited because growing up in Southern California, I had the opportunity over in South Central LA, Watts area, to witness the airplanes going overhead. And I used to look up and said, I see myself up there flying that airplane. I could do that. I'm going to make this happen. And so, you know, I stand for you today as a captain for the largest airliner in the world, American. And it has been a journey because I have accomplished the dream. And most people don't accomplish their dreams.
Yeah.
But I have. And then I'm doing some other things here that can begin to bring about the change that we so desperately need here in our urban areas and across America.
Yeah.
And so my background is, I'm blessed because I have a doctor's degree in spirituality and economics, actually entrepreneurism and information ageology. I understand the new knowledge-based economy that we've shifted to. And so all this journey in life, it brings me to where we are today. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the burning and the deprivation of the community in Watts when I was 7, when it burned down in the night King.
Yeah,
the community burned down again. And I made a commitment. I said, you know what? We got to fix this thing when we get older. And so I've been laser focused on that piece as well. And so I've been doing two things at the same time, helping to create a new bottom up model that will bring people over to the new knowledge based economy, help them move from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, and power. But at the same time, also living my dream. Because I'm going to tell you something about being a pilot. It has really helped me because it has helped me to ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. Before I go take that jet flying, I got to know my starting point. Because if I don't know my starting point, not only am I in trouble, but everybody else who get on board the jet going to have an issue. Where do we want to go? What's our destination? What's the vehicle to get us there? What's the flight plan or the life plan? How long will it take? How much gas you got to have? I mean, what are you going to do? And then you got to have a team. You got to work with the team and get them going. And so it's the whole piece of it that brings us to where we are today. And I'm using my platform as a tool to begin to close the income gap between the rich and the poor. begin to develop the people, to help them have a different mindset so that they can be able to think differently, speak differently, act differently, but also to understand the economic system. Because I'm on a mission to raise up 1 million captain millionaires. And a captain millionaire is principal. Yeah. A captain millionaire is principal, purpose, process, precision, people priority, prosperity, philosophy driven. They got the philosophy that we're in it to win it. On this planet, we're going to win. We're going to accomplish our goals and objectives. And we're going to have the necessary resources to empower we the people.
Perfect.
That's it in a nutshell.
That's perfect. Well, sounds like quite the journey and sounds like a great thing that you're doing over there. Now, take us back a little bit. So just as a boy growing up in South Central LA, what initially got you into aviation and what got you into, I'm assuming, you know, you first got your private pilot's license, that kind of stuff. So how hard was it, you know, growing up as a boy in, let's say, South Central LA to start, you know, paying for flying lessons, you know, getting your pilot's license? And, you know, what obstacles did you have to overcome in order to get that done?
Well, you know, one of the things, I'm one of 11 children, so that in itself was an obstacle. But you know what? But when you have a mother, she was, bless her heart, she's crossed back over. But I had a mother and a father that really, they did things to encourage us to move forward. And living in South Central LA, the Watts area, Jordan Down area, that was an environment that I said I wanted to get out of. I want to make a difference. I want to do something special. So I was inspired by the Watts riot and Dr. King's death, but also it's one of the things I have on the inside of me is that I want to make things happen.
Yeah.
The spirit to do things and make a difference, leave a positive legacy. And so one of the, out to the airport on the weekend, I'd either ride my skateboard or my roller skate. I would walk from South Central LA, Maine and Colden, all the way over to LAX on the weekend. And I'd just sit out there and smell the kerosene burning from the airplane engines. It was a good smell.
I agree with that. It is a good smell.
Well, let me share this with you. Now that I'm out there in the field and walk around the jets, you don't want to get the kerosene on you. But when it's burned, it smells so good. So, but how I got started in aviation, it started young at 7. I made a decision that I wanted to be a pilot.
Okay.
I worked 3 jobs while going to college. I went to Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
I had 3 jobs while going to school to help to fund my flying lessons.
Wow. Okay. That's dedication right there.
I was dedicated. I was determined. I worked out at the air. I put myself in that environment where I used to be a line service where I pump gas in the air.
Okay. Okay.
And so I did that at Burbank Airport. It was an organization there called Tiger Air many years ago. But they hired me and I was around the airplane and I met a lot of the Hollywood stars like John Travolta and Steve McQueen used to come through this because it was a business terminal at Burbank.
Yeah.
So I met a lot of the stars. And by being in that environment and telling the people what you want to do, some of the folks began to encourage you as well. And one thing, I only got my private license.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell this story. I remember taking a friend home over into an area called Pacoima, California.
Okay.
I had this Datsun Roadster with the top off. And I was driving by Whiteman Airport. And this 150 airplane just flew over the top of the car and landed. I turned the car around and I went and parked the car. And I saw the guys got out with their little bitty lunches and they started eating at one of the lunch benches. And I just asked the question, how do you get started?
Yeah.
And that guy said to me, well, you just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find a place. And this is what happened. When I went home, I went in the phone book, Yellow Pages. Yeah, they don't have them now, but we had Yellow Pages back then.
I remember those. Like, well, Yellow Pages and the Thomas Guide, right?
That's right. That's right. I went in there and I just went eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and I landed on this thing that said Sanval Aviation, Pioneer Aviation. I made a phone call to one of those flight school at Van Nuys Airport.
Okay.
The lady said, hold on for a second. I got a guy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got on the phone and he said, well, where did you live? I said, well, I live in Panorama City. He said, so do I. I said, really? He said, where are you in Panorama City? I said, well, I live at 9010 Tobias. So do I. I said, well, I live in apartment number at 159, I think it was. He said, well, I'm in apartment 362. And I knew, what is the likelihood that you have this type of connection? So I jumped in my little Datsun Roadster, sped over to the Van Nuys Airport. And this guy said, I got one of my flight students, the guy who lived in my apartment building. He said, I got a flight student getting his instructor license with the FAA. He said, I want you to be his first student. When this guy came down, I was there waiting an hour and a half.
Okay.
I became his first student. And I tell you what, from that point, it was over.
Yeah.
It was just love. I loved my flight instructor. And a month and a half later, I'd soloed in the 150.
Okay.
I did whatever I had to do. I took up three part-time jobs to be able to get my aviation fix.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing led to another. And then from there, I got my instrument license. And then by working at the airport, I was able to ferry some airplanes from Kansas City for the Cessna dealer. And it just, people come into your life that will help you when you make a decision that you want to do it.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into the airlines? What made you get into the airlines? And what was the whole experience like? Talk through like all the mergers and just kind of growing up through the career.
I probably had 10 jobs. You know, I flew for...
what did you do to build hours, by the way?
Listen, I flew Air Ambulance. I flew banknote, cancel check, cargo, commuter airline. And each job, it was a stepping stone. And finally, when I got hired by Wings West Airline, I flew a Metroliner for them as a first officer. And shortly thereafter, I upgraded to captain on the Metro, too. So I got my And from there, I got hired with Eastern Airlines.
Okay.
Made it to the major. And I tell you what, working for Eastern Airline was so much fun. However, during that time frame, we had some guys, some corporate raiders like Frank Lorenzo. They were chopping the airline up for their own economic benefit.
Yeah.
And so I left Eastern Airlines and then went to a company called TWA.
Mm-hmm.
And TWA had a raider, Carl Icahn, who cut the airline up. And what next thing you know, he didn't want it no more. And then American Airlines came in and bought it and got their routes. And I came over that through the back door. And then US Air bought American, and it's where we are today. And so I've upgraded all the way to where I am as a captain.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I love flying the Boeing 737. I've flown the Boeing 757, 767 jet. I've flown the Super 80, all the McDonald's series. I had the opportunity to fly sideways in the Boeing 727 as an engineer.
Okay.
And so I got almost over 20,000 hours of flight time. And I think it's pretty close to, I've moved just about 1 million passengers from A to B.
Wow. Impressive. Very impressive.
Well, it is what you got. You got to do what you got to do if you want to fulfill your dream. And you can't let nothing stop you.
Yeah.
You have to be so determined. You have to be focused. You have to be willing to, you're going to have to, in order to go up, you have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go out partying very much. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. So every dime went to the building of my career to where I am today.
Yeah. And was it pretty tough growing up when you first started at the airlines as far as your income and expenses were concerned?
Well, that's a whole nother subject. When you start out in the airline industry, but you know what? I thought it was a lot of money, but it wasn't as I look back on it, because I had such low expenses back then. The extra $1,500 a month that they paid us, I thought that was a lot of money. But as I look back now, they took advantage of the pilots. But today, it's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
Whole another story, because they're short on pilots, are going to have a massive shortage on pilots. And so they're going to have to pay. They're paying right now to train pilots from ground zero.
Yeah.
Getting good pay from day one.
Yeah.
It's a different environment that we're in today. And I'm just so excited that I'm living my dream and I don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
And so that piece, as I'm doing that, I'm also working on the other half of my dream, is to close the income gap between the rich and the poor.
To
move the people from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, and power.
Yeah.
And that's what the Captain Millionaire training is all about.
Okay.
One of the things I've done, because I've been in the airline industry for almost 35 years, I've used it in a way to help. The airline industry is one of the most successful industries there is.
Yeah.
They move people from A to B.
Yeah.
And so I said, it's the same process to take people from where they are to where they need to be. You got to get them on board the airplane. You got to have a flight plan for them. They got to have a destination. And so I use that, and you'll see it out there on my Captain Millionaire training, where I've got, in life, you can come coach, business class, or first class. And each one of them have a little different price, but it's about education and it's about empowering them.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, you know, you're talking about the airline industry, about them being efficient, they're successful, obviously.
Teamwork,
you know, they have a lot of good things down. So what aspects of the airline industry were you able to take from there and apply it to, let's say, help people?
I'm so glad you asked. Every 9 months, I've got to go through training, recurrent training. Mm-hmm. I have recurrent training at home every quarter. I have to use the internet for training, online, distant mm-hmm. learning. So I took that process. And when I'm down in the classroom, I see how American Airlines is so professional and the slides and how it's all set up. And so I've taken that process and incorporated learning experience for the people so that corporate America it can be used for really good. I love American Airlines because they really are big on training and education.
Yeah.
So I've taken that from them. And so I use training, relevant education that is needed that can help to empower the people to help. Because I'm going to tell you something, in our school system, and this mm-hmm. Brother Dave, I got to be real with you. Our school system teaches us to work for money. Go to school, get you a good education so you can get you a good paying job. Our school system does not teach us how to make money work for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're kind of like we have been programmed to be slaves to a system that does not empower the people.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm a financial planner, so I see folks all the time in all sorts of different situations. And I mean, even my going through school myself, I don't think I ever really learned about investments. I didn't learn how to balance a checkbook.
No.
You know, I didn't know how to pay property taxes.
Why would they teach you some good stuff like that? Stuff that you can really use after you leave school.
I know, right?
They didn't teach us how to take a dollar and create 60 with us. Mm-hmm. They taught us how to work for a system. And what I've learned through my experience, the current school system was set up by the manufacturer, Harvey mm-hmm. Firestone. He needed people to work in his factory for the tires, Goodyear tires. And I saw this, I think it was either Goodyear or Firestone I was reading. And so I said, this is how the school system starts. It was not to empower people. It was designed to get you a job and ring a bell and you'd be able to be a factory worker. And so our school system has not made the paradigm shift to this new knowledge-based economy. And so I saw it as an opportunity to be able to make that happen using the Captain's Millionaire Training Program.
Yeah.
And those people that come through this process, they're going to see the new system really for what it is. And on what's really kind of cool, and I hope I get the opportunity to take you guys inside the Captain's Millionaire Training on the show here. You can see how I set up the TSA. Before you get on board the jet, you coming through TSA.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are not going flying.
Yeah.
And so I set up a TSA inside my training, my learning center. And the TSA stands for think, speak, and act. Because your thought life is what controls your life. And whatever you think on, you're going to speak. And whatever you speak on, you're going to act on, and it produces the result. And so we've had the wrong information. We've had the wrong processes. And so the Captain's Millionaire Training Program is to begin to help them think differently, speak differently, act differently. But also, too, they're going to have a millionaire mindset. Where do you go to learn how to become a millionaire? There's nothing out there that's teaching our people or our communities or Americans, really, what is the A, B, C, D, E, F, G process to get you to your destination? And by the way, I ask people this question, Brother Dave, what is your destination as you walk on the planet? Not as you leave the planet, but as you walk on the planet. And mm-hmm. I hear so many people tell me what they want to do, and they have not defined their destination. And here's what I know being a commercial airline captain. You can be 1/10 of the degree off course. You'll never arrive at your destination. It's not going to happen. And so we've been off course. And so this program that we've developed, the Captain's Millionaire Leadership and Economic piece, is designed to help them redefine who they are, get them to where they need to be. And we're going to raise up 1 million Captain Millionaires. It's going to happen. You can't stop it because the program is set up and it's designed. And then here's one of the good news, Brother David, I'm so excited about. We have shifted from an industrial-based society to the information age. That's a whole new different paradigm. It's a whole new different ballgame. And anytime you shift in systems, so does the economic system change. just like when we shifted from the agriculture age, from a slave, a free labor society to a industrial age where you got low pay. Uh-huh. Now in this new system, it's a different game. And so we have to wake up and begin to see it differently and begin to apply these new principles and processes in our lives so that we can be successful.
Yeah. Because
people are not experiencing good success right now. As I look at the communities, as I travel across the globe, I see one common denominator touching everything. And I said, unless we address this thing, things are not going to change.
Yeah.
One common denominator is economics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our country, our world is in turmoil, and it's all because of economics, but it's because we've now shifted from an industrial-based society to a new knowledge. Therefore, the new system is still not in place yet because the old leaders are still looking at the old system, trying to beef it up, but the industrial age is on our life support.
Yeah.
This new information age is going to outdo it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get excited talking about this because it's my passion.
Yeah.
I see exactly what we have to do and how to get it done.
And yeah.
This process is the first way to bring about creating a new civilization from the bottom up.
Okay. Let's say right before we talk about the process, the system, and before we get into it, you've been through pretty much all the good times, in aviation and the airline world, all the bad times. You have a great head on your shoulders, a good amount about finances, you're savvy. What were the recessions like? Say the recession in 2008, recession in 2001. To our listeners out there who are, let's say, in the airline world, there might be a recession coming up. Who knows when? Next year, year after? But what is your advice?
Here's the one thing I'll share with your listening audience about the aviation industry. Just wait 5 minutes in your cage. And I want to tell you something, that seniority, well, I used to think that seniority was everything, mm-hmm. but that's not necessarily true, especially in my case. Everything is timing,
mm-hmm.
timing, because right now the young folks that are coming into the airline industry, there's going to be over the next 8 years, 35,000 pilots retiring because they're limited on the age to age 65. They're running up against that number.
Yeah.
So the young folks that come in right now that have prepared themselves to be aviators, they're going to do well. They're going to probably be flying in the next 5-6 years, flying captain on these heavy iron 777 or 787 jets going around the world because of seniority. Mm-hmm. Seniority, in this particular case, is going to do well for those young folks that have prepared themselves. But if you get in on the back end of the system, it's not good.
Yeah.
Me personally, I lost 26 years of seniority with the airline.
What, the airlines?
Yeah. Yes. Every time when American Airlines bought TWA, they took 13 years from me. Not just me, but also many of the pilots because of the merger.
Yeah.
And then they passed the law, Claire Mikowsko, for example, because of what American Airlines punished TWA pilots, she passed a law that anytime there's a merger, you cannot do this anymore, basically.
Okay.
So when U.S. Air or bought American, or however they worked that situation out, I lost another 13 years.
Another 13 years, wow.
But here's the thing. I'm living my dream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that. I mean, I did, but I'm working on my life.
Well, purpose. You have to move on, right?
You got to move on.
Yeah.
When life gives you lemons, guess what? You make lemonade. And it has not stopped me. I'm flying captain. I'm flying captain on the 737-800 jet. Okay, hopefully I have the MAX jet back in place next year.
Yeah,
so an opportunity to be able to fly on it. And so I'm enjoying life, and I'm also enjoying what I do away from the job, helping empower the people. Because we are all put on this earth to serve, to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe that we'll have to give accountability of our life when we leave here. And only whoever it is, whether it's a male whatever I have to stand before and give accountability to, I just want them to say, well done, thou good, faithful, and greatest servant. You ran your race. You ran it well. We threw lemons at you. You made lemonade out of it. And at the same time, you helped to make a positive and significant difference in the lives of the people, not only in your community, but across the nation and the globe. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I believe with all my heart.
Yeah. So now let's talk about this a little bit. So as a full-time airline pilot, airline captain, you decided to, you know, start up, you know, be an entrepreneur, you know, start up your own business, you know, and, you know, just start helping people, working with people, just trying to better their lives and close the wealth gap, things like that. What was it like starting up a business from scratch while having a full-time airline job?
I've always been an entrepreneur. That's the thing. I just didn't start when I got the airline job. I remember when I had my paper route flying, I had a cosmetic gig where I was Mr. Linnell for Linnell Cosmetics. I mean, I've done a lot. So it just didn't start. I was with an institution called Power Learning System. And I tell you what St. Louis did for me. When I moved from Los Angeles to St. Louis, mm-hmm. I saw the poverty in St. Louis, in the urban areas. And then I'd go across the river over to East St. Louis where it was so bad. And I said to myself, this is where I want to try and make a difference here in St. Louis and East St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I had several businesses. I had a restaurant. I had three restaurants. I've had a community based on businesses. And it's gotten me to where I am today because I tested the models out there in St. Louis. You know, I've had a farm. I've had educational company. I've had electric company. I've been into business all my life.
A little bit of everything.
Yes, but I was out there testing the model. Mm-hmm. To bring us to where we are today. Like I had a restaurant called Snoodles. It stood for soup, salads, and noodles. It was like the soup plantation. And I brought the community together and created a community like cooperative. Mm-hmm. It was successful. Ran into some issues because I was dealing with grassroots people that didn't understand business.
Yeah.
They had a consumer mindset, which brings me to where I am today because what I learned in that process.
Yeah.
I've now created an upgrade system called the Captain's Millionaire, where people got to come through TSA training so that they can learn, unlearn, so they can have a business entrepreneur mindset. But also, too many of them will become millionaires because one of the things I've done, I don't know if you ever heard of a thing called cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Well, cryptocurrency is the new economic engine for the information age. Like anytime you shift in system, the economic system changes too. And if you are looking at with you being in finance, you should understand that the bank's got some serious issues. And so cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is really kicking serious backside now. You know, just jumped up to $10,000 yesterday again.
It's been improving. It's definitely been improving.
It's been improving. Well, I have a coin that I'm using called the gold coin, which is Bitcoin's granddaughter. It's a third generation coin. And so inside the Captain's Millionaire training program, and I'll take you inside in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I put up a whole course in there just on understanding cryptocurrency, what it's not. How do you use it? How do you get it? What is behind it? What does the new economy look like? What does blockchain technology mean? Mm-hmm. This is helping our people understand the news. And so this brings them across. And then those who decide that I want to try some of the cryptocurrency, buy something. I've set up a website just for this. It's for everybody, but for my students, where they'll get a little discount, where they go out there and buy some of the gold coins and they can, because we're going to use it as our medium of exchange. So this is it's decentralized. Yeah. People don't have, the banks don't have control over this. We're helping the people to become sovereign in their finances, where they are in control. They are the captains of their lives. We're going to see a major change. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Let me stop.
Well, let's walk us through it. Walk us through the whole training program. And
hey, fasten your seatbelt. This is your captain speaking. I'm so excited. Well, people can get out to the website here. It's captains with the S on captain millionaires.net. And a lot of information out here where, you know, they can begin to start their journey and they understand that Captain Millionaire is an alternative educational program. Like, as I said, we're in the business of developing people so that we can close the income gap and help to empower the people to move them to where they need to be. And I told you, because I work in the airline industry, I use the airline.
The economy class. I like that business class.
I'm sorry. You know, you got to have fun. And so it costs $29 to go through the economy class where they'll get some information here about the Captain Millionaire and get the book that I wrote. This is your captain speaking. And then for those that want to learn more, then it comes through the TSA training, Think Speak It Act. and I'll get in there in a second. And everybody, okay. For those who want to go first class, and I recommend everybody do. I just went to Paris here the other day. Mm-hmm. I was over there for a week, and I went first class. And Brother Dave, let me share this with you. There's nothing like going first class on a Boeing 787 jet. Got your own bed.
Okay.
I mean, for 9 hours, I was sitting there, and they were serving you. I said, all right, I died and gone to heaven. Nothing like first class. And so, you know, the first class costs a little bit
more. Yeah.
They get the whole caboodle. They get the bonus course, the key to economic empowerment, and the video courses. And so this is about training. This is real world training that we need to empower us, to move us from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency. Let me take you, oh, by the way, out here, you can come grow with us. It talks about what the learning center is, and you can become a part of the community. Because I'm going to tell you something. Poverty is attacking everybody right now. And we want to create a community where we are successful, happy, healthy, and wealthy. And so there's some more information out here where people can see me live and just click on the website. Go be nosy. Come on the journey. But let me take you inside right quick. I'm excited about this because this is the key to how we literally get to our new destination. All right, come on now. Nice to meet
you. Yeah, I haven't seen that, so I'm excited to see more of this, to learn about this.
And this is what we got to do, where we got to go, and we're going to have fun doing it. And because, see, I'm on a mission to get the people to the wealthy place, because right now they're headed to the poverty place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you and I are connected because we're going to do some awesome things together with the investment because this piece has to come first. People got to learn how to unlearn, relearn. And so in here, information where they can click on and learn about the training center. But I'm going to get to the chase for the sake of time. And it depends on what people purchase out there, first class, business class.
Okay.
For example, whether they click on the Captain's Millionaire process, what they paid for over here will be the different modules that open up.
Okay.
And I think I'll play one for you. Fasten your seatbelt. And down here.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Currency modules, lessons. Basically, the overview of the Captain Millionaire, it's about the thinking, speaking, and acting. And I talk about if you've ever been on an airplane, you got to come through TSA. People can go through this piece and read it once they're inside. I'll give you a little bit of the Captain's Millionaire where I've got videos out here. Let me see if this will play. Can you hear it?
Yep.
Hey, it's your fly guy captain, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. I'm the founder and president of the Captain's Millionaire, Inc. And I want to say welcome to the Captain's Millionaire program. You better fasten your seatbelt. Life is going to be changing for you. And as you apply these principles, you're going to become happy, healthy, prosperous, successful, and wealthy. We're going to talk about the big picture. We're going to talk about laser focus. We're going to talk about movement. We're going to talk about having a great team. Because you are the part of the team. Now that you have joined the program, hey, whether it's two or three or more, it becomes a team. And now that you're part of us, you're going to learn about teamwork. And most importantly, you're going to learn about proper ovation. Because we're going to give it up to you. Because you stepped up to be a part of this here. But everything begins with a flight plan. Before I go fly the jet, I got a destination in mind. I got a flight plan. And my flight plan has all the goals and all the important information that's needed to make the journey. And so, life is governed by laws. The quality of life that we will live in this earth realm is based on the quality decisions that we make. And so we have to have the right information. And I'm so honored that you have decided to come on the journey. You better fasten your seatbelt because we're about to go throttle up for takeoff. We'll be right back to talk about being laser focused. This is your captain's meeting.
And so anyway, nice. These different modules over here, is they got to go through all of them. We've had the wrong information. Life is governed by laws, and the quality of life that we will live in this earth realm is based on the quality decisions that we make. These are 21 different principles. You become unstoppable when you have this information. And so they have hidden the information from us, or maybe the information has been in front of us, but we didn't recognize it. So I've taken it and packaged it in a way so that people can use it, and I don't care who you are. It has nothing to do with white, black, green, pink, or purple, race, or culture. It has to do having the right information. And then as you apply this information into your life, it's going to catapult you. Now, I got the cryptocurrency piece in here. Why? Because we're in a new economic system. So of course, you know, Dave, have another video. This is a short one. But this talks about the cryptocurrencies.
It's my guy, Captain Dr. G. I'm back to talk about cryptocurrency. There's a lot of misinformation out there regarding cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is nothing but another form of a medium of exchange. There's no middleman when you use cryptocurrency. It's based upon a mathematical calculation. It's based on time. It's based on the blockchain technology. It's a new form of currency that is evolving. We've shifted from an industrial-based society to the information age. So it's a different paradigm that we're in. Anytime you shift in system, so does the economic system change. And cryptocurrency is the new form of currency. The captain here has a favorite currency, and it's called the gold coin. It's similar to Bitcoin, except it's much faster, it's much cleaner, and you can be able to hold the coins in your wallet when you have a wallet on your phone or on your computer. I put information in your flight kit that you can learn about the gold coin opportunity. Check it out. Do it today. It is the key to financial freedom in this 21st century. It is your turn and it's your time. Do it today. This is your captain speaking.
So it's a lot of information out there. It's a learning platform for the 21st century that will literally help move the people really from where they are to really to where they need to be. And so I'm so excited about it. And folks that are going through the process, it's changing their lives right now. It's what we got to have if we're going to really make an impact in this new knowledge-based economy that we've shifted to.
That's great. I mean, you know, obviously there's great information out there, but you know, you can have great information, but if it doesn't get implemented, right, basically it's practically useless. So is there something that you're able to do to for the people that go through the process to help them, you know, stay on course, you know, be disciplined and implement it?
I'm so glad that you asked. Because in this first phase here, this TSA, this is like a coaching them to come through the process. We're watching you. Mm-hmm. There's three levels: dependency, independent, interdependency. We've always been dependent. We got to help the people go to the next level. You got to give them opportunities to learn on their own. You have to do mm-hmm. that. You can't violate the law process. But if they have questions, we answer them. And also, too, because we have training. Now, this is the first phase of about four phases. This is TSA. Before you get on board the airplane, you got to come through TSA. You got to come through security.
Yep.
And then once you get on board the vehicle, then we can begin to show you the other side of the information. This is only the first phase in the process. Mm-hmm. Because, see, there's a whole nother phases that are going to be coming right behind it. But we first got to get you moving and get you going. And we show you how to do it. It's one thing to have the information, but here's the how to. How do we make it happen?
Yeah. I think that's great because, you know, especially working with clients, like, you know, it's, I think it's human nature to just kind of take in information, but then to procrastinate and, you know, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or, oh, I'll do it later. And sooner or later, it's like 5 years and nothing's done.
Folks, I'm associated with, we screen them and train them that here's where we are, here's where we're going to go. And we have also sessions online where people can be able to come through. I'm so excited. The Los Angeles South Chamber of Commerce just endorsed the Captain's Millionaire Training Program. And so.
Nice. Congratulations.
Well, I'm going to put it in five cities, South Central LA, Compton, Inglewood, because this is home. I'm back home. 2 years ago, I said, we're going to make an impact in the Los Angeles area. We're going to fix this thing. And so I've come home to help to fix my community. And so being a homeboy and this captain speaking, they're listening. And they're excited about what we're doing.
Yeah, nice. So what's, say, over the next few years then? What's the plan then with Captain's Millionaires? What's next for the company? And what's next for you, Gerald Higginbotham? Let's say Captain, you know, what's next for you?
One of the things that I'm working on right now, in addition to this piece here, I'm working with a market that has been deprived of the economic system. Earlier today, I sent you over an article about how do you begin to close the income gap between the rich and the poor? I'm hands-on in the community, hands-on showing them here's the A, B, C, D, E, F, G process to get you to your new destination. I see it over the next, I'll call it 36 to 92 months, we will have raised up 1 million captain millionaires, and we will have instituted our new bottom-up community model.
Okay. And what's that model?
What I've done, remember I told you in St. Louis, I was testing the model out there, and I had a front-end piece that was missing, which was the captain's millionaire. I have a model that will create community-based co-op businesses that the community own.
Okay.
That will keep the dollar in the community. There's 31 type of businesses that you'll see in any community. It might be 500 in this community or 1,000 in this one. I'm going to put up down the road here over 21 different businesses where the household spend its dollar at the retail center so that we can keep the profit in the community and stop the profit flight. It will create jobs. Also, because of the new organizational system structure that we have for the information age, people will be involved politically, socially. Now that, for example, if you owned a restaurant, would you eat there?
If I owned a restaurant, I would eat there.
Well, so will these 300 or 400 people that comes around through this model in a community will eat there too. So now you got 336 customers, 336 quality control experts, 336 salespeople. So I'm getting ahead of that piece that I didn't want to introduce just yet, because this is the first wave that people have to come through to change their lives, to begin to think differently, speak differently, and act differently. So this is part of a simple but comprehensive model. And if you get my book, I have a book called Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, a case study for systematically working together to achieve successful living, where that it's documented. It's already been tested and done. But this is the first way that we're bringing people through.
And where can we get that book?
It's out at Amazon. It's also out here at my website. Okay. Matter of fact, hold on for a second. I'll take you back out there. Hold on. Let me show you where you can get it. Yes.
And while you're doing that, I mean, I think that's a great point. You know, I was reading through the article and it was talking about the racial wealth gap, and a couple of stats actually stood out to me. One was, you know, I think they said African-Americans are 73% more likely to actually lack a credit score in this society that we're in. I mean, obviously, in order to really do anything, you have to have a credit score. And if 73%, this community of people, is 73% less likely or more likely, 73% more likely to lack a credit score. I mean, that's huge. I mean, that's a big, big disadvantage.
That is huge. It's also saying here by the year 20, I was reading in another article, 2030, that culture will be broke, wealth stricken. And so this here, for me, that's a market that I said, that's a market between 21 and a million people. 21 million people, 21 to 30 million people that are going to be broke. So that's a market. Yeah. And I told you, that's kind of like the special thing that I'm doing on the side, is working in the community to help that culture. But what I'm doing is for everybody. Mm-hmm. In America, you got to have a good market. I said, oh, that's a good market to start training to help the people.
It is. It really is. And you're helping people and you're trying to bridge this gap and lessen this gap, which is really important, I would say.
Can you see this here?
Yeah.
Okay. This is out at the Captain's Millionaire Shop Captain. Out here, I have, you can order my book on Amazon, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, a case study for systematically working together to achieve successful living, because it really speaks to the new paradigm, the 21st century. It talks about the new social process, the whole new economic model. What does a new political process look like? Because we're moving from a participatory democracy. No, we're moving from a representative type democracy. It'll be more of a participatory. We're moving from a local economy now to a global economy. So this really helps people make the paradigm shift. So all this stuff is done. And this is my book out here. This is your captain speaking. You can get it out there. This is the shop. You can get it.
Okay.
You see the shirt here? This is your captain speaking. Captain Millionaire. You can get all the stuff out here at the help to support the Captain's Millionaire movement. I hope your listening audience really take advantage of this, because it's really for everybody. I'm American. I'm not an African American. I'm American. I was born in South Central LA. Mm-hmm. We have to be responsible for each other. I know when I fly that jet, I got all nations and nationalities on it. I don't care about that. Everybody want to go to the same destination. As long as you're not a hijacker. I mean, but if you come on board and you want to go to the Los Angeles or Dallas, or, hey, we're going. I don't care. Let's go. Well, the same thing about this process. I'm on a mission to close the income gap between the rich and the poor. We're going to take the people to the wealthy place. I'd be real with people. This is your captain speaking. If you don't want to be wealthy, you don't want to talk to me, because I've broken the code to how to become wealthy and how we can begin to fix the community to bring about change. But the books are out here. They can go out there and get the books. They can go to Amazon and get them. And I hope they do get it, because I want them to get the information so that they can be empowered for life. If I want to be known as that, he democratized the economic system for the masses. He democratized abundant life for the masses. That's what I want to be known as.
And that's real change.
Yes. And see, change only comes when one is willing to embrace truth. Hey, no truth made free, no a lie remain in bondage. And so it's time to help get the folks out of bondage mentally, because that's where it starts first here, with our thinking, speaking, and then acting. We have to get the folks here. So it begins with having relevant information, the right knowledge, and it will bring about the change. Let me tell you why. It caused me to change.
Why?
Yeah. So you got to be the change that you want to see. And so you have to have the mindset, if it is to be, it's up to me. This is your captain speaking.
That's really good. Really good information. And hopefully some of these listeners will check that out. And, you know,
it'll be a blessing to them. And it will help set them on a new course for future generations. It'll begin to leave a positive legacy. They'll see it differently. Just like in the picture behind me, you're going to have a higher level of thinking. You're not going to be stuck here in this ground mode. You really come off the ground when you're thinking. You get elevated and you see it differently. You're like, oh, we've been played. The school systems, our politicians. Mm-hmm. But I'll just say, we've had bad information given to us. And I've been making decisions based upon that bad information. And this has been the result. It hasn't gotten me to where I really need.
Okay, good. Well, here, as we close up over here, let's go through some fun questions.
Bring it on.
So you mentioned, obviously, through your career, you've flown the 150, flown the 76, the 75, the MD-80, 73 now. So out of all of those aircraft, what is your one favorite and why?
I like the Boeing 757. Oh, my God.
The 75?
75 is sleek. If you see it out at the airport, it just sits there so sexy looking, long, sleek. I tell you, when you fly it, the power. Oh, my God. On takeoff, power takeoff, it throws you back in the seat. And the next thing you know, you're climbing through 10,000 feet, accelerating up to 300 knots. Yeah. I mean, it's just, and don't get me wrong, I like the 767-300 airplane. Because you can throw just about anything in that airplane. But the 75 is one of my favorites. I like the 73 now. The only thing about the 73, you're going to hear this from a lot of guys, but especially for me, because I'm big. I'm no short guy. I'm 6'2".
That's a pretty cramped cockpit, huh?
You got to put it on. You got to wear it. It fits like a glove. But let me tell you, once you get in it, oh, my God, it feels so good. But just getting in and getting out, because I buck my head all the time. I try not to buck my head on, we have the hood. And got the hood is like this close to your head. And when you get up to get out, Jesus, that hurt. But it's a great flying airplane. The 73 takes off fast and it lands fast. I like the 73, but I do like the 75. The 73. I'm happy with it right now. I'm going to retire on it. I don't want to go fly the 777. Yeah. I don't want to fly the 787. I've had my jollies. I've flown international. All those big airplanes, 787, 777, 76, you're away from home a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's that schedule like? I mean, what is it, like half the month you're pretty much away from home? Or?
Yep. On the 73, anywhere from 12 to 16 days, you're out flying. But let me share this with you. How the days are structured, it's almost like having a vacation. Every month I get a vacation. Please don't share this with American Airlines. But I do this for free. I love it so much. I'm living the dream. I'm telling you,
that's
when you're doing something that you love to do, you're not working.
You're not working at all.
You're not working. This is like a vacation. And I look forward to putting on my uniform and strutting and then walk up to the terminal and they say, welcome aboard, Captain. and you just get in there, do what you do, push back off the gate. Next thing you know, you're in heaven. You just climb out 5,000-6,000 feet a minute, and it's like, yee-haw.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any, let's say, like an interesting or funny aviation-related story that you'd like to share with us? I think that'd be kind of fun.
Oh, I have so many of them. But this one, and for some reason, they always pop up. I had my uniform on going through St. Louis, walking down the terminal. And this lady said to me, "Hey, boy." And now, you know, I was a Boy Scout. She's an older lady. And, you know, I respect. "I need help with my luggage." And I said, "No problem. No problem." I helped carry her luggage to the gate. Then I turned around.
Went there you go.
Downstairs. Operation was underneath the terminal. I went downstairs, got the paperwork, and I came up on the jet bridge so that they didn't see me come back through the table. I didn't want her seeing me. I said, "Oh, I'm going to get her good." I came up the stairs on the jet bridge, and then I stood at the door, and I greeted everybody. "Welcome aboard. How are you? I'm glad you're with us. Where's your destination?" You know, I connect with the passengers. This lady got on board and saw me. She said, "Oh, my God, you fly the airplane too?" I laughed so hard. I said, "Yes, ma'am. I'm here to serve you, to get you to your destination." She said, "Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean." I said, "No, it's all good." I said, "You didn't know, but we're here. I was a Boy Scout." And I said, "We're always here to serve and add value. Welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy the flight." And the flight attendants was laughing after they found out what happened. I said, "You know," they said, "Boy, you are having too much fun." I said, "Well, life is short. We're only on the planet for a short period of time. And while we're down here, we got to live life to the fullest. Every second, we got to peg the fun meter and have a good time. The problems are serious in our world."
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, there's enough seriousness in the world. You have to have fun.
That's right. And that's my motto, one of my principles. The problems are serious, but we're going to have a fun time fixing them. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
It's about us and serving people while we're here. And to know that when you leave here, people say, "I'm so glad that he came to my life. He truly added value to me."
Yeah. Yeah. And that's great. So last question. So let's say you're flying along, you know, you have a first officer, you know, first officer comes to you and says, "What is your one best financial advice for me? You know, one best piece of financial advice, what would it be?"
I tell them, learn how to make money work for you and you stop working for money. You said one, but I have really three. One of my other principles is invest only where you control. Oh, that's a nugget. Invest only. A rich person taught me a principle. He said, "Own nothing, control everything." I said, "Oh, that's good." So I only invest my money where I can influence and make a difference in the process. And this third principle I'm going to leave with you, because I got many of them. But this third one is only spend only where you're going to make a profit.
Okay.
That's a nugget. That's why if you're not making a profit in that area, don't invest your money in it. But if you're going to make a profit in it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You spend only where you're going to make a profit. And last but not least, and I said it earlier, make money work for you and you stop working so hard for money.
And that's important. That's really important. Well, Gerald Higginbotham, it's been a pleasure. And thank you for coming on the Level Playing Field. And thanks for sharing your knowledge and just all the exciting things that you're doing out there.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for being who you are, Dave, because you are making a difference out there with your show and then bringing information to the people so that they can go to another level. Because it takes teamwork to make the dream work happen. And I see us as a team. I see us doing some great things here as we move forward.
And yeah, that's the whole point.
Hey, this is your fly guy, Captain Dr. G. We out of here.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Level Playing Field podcast. Make sure to visit our website, thelevelplainfield.com, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss a single episode. If you found value in this episode, please rate us on iTunes or simply tell a friend about us. Join us again next week for a chance to propel your knowledge to new heights.